The peace-building fund currently stands at $60 million, but will soon drop to $40 million, UN Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson told participants. He emphasized the value of peace-building and the need for strong partnerships.
Today's global realities, among others, the changing nature of violent conflict, the deepening refugee crisis, and rising violent extremism, underline the necessity to focus on preventing crisis and addressing root causes. Formulating global responses from purely security and humanitarian perspectives is insufficient. We must avoid vicious cycles of military response and continued conflict and suffering.
The African Union is among the UN's strategic partners. The two organizations are working together in countries like Guinea-Bissau and Somalia that are struggling to consolidate peace. Tete Antonio is the AU permanent observer to the United Nations.
Africa has been the major regional focus of the UN peace building architecture over the past decade, and African countries have received approximately 80% of the peace building funds allocation over the period of 2007 and 2014. We salute also the new trend of having this cooperation extend to the African Union with the funding of the observers of the African Union to Burundi.
Bert Koenders, Foreign Minister of the Netherlands, expressed concern over the lack of funding for the UN Peacebuilding Support Office, the PBSO, which administers the 10-year-old fund. He spoke of his experience heading the UN mission in Mali, where PBSO support saved lives in the north of the country.
One of the best programs we had was in Gao, very poor place, where the jihadists had taken over the city. Slowly the UN came back, and basically what the PBSO did in cooperation with us was an immediate funding of three pumps that saved the harvest for 6 months. People had to eat, people could go to work, and they were employed. Now, of course, that's not sustainable development, but it was key in terms of the gap we still don't know how to fill very well between humanitarian and long-term development. We say that we are good in early recovery. We're not. And we're not putting money in it.
The UN Security Council and the UN General Assembly last month adopted identical resolutions calling for increased contributions to the Peacebuilding Fund. Deanne Penn, United Nations.